They control a certain part of the city. To be a lot of fun. And me, at that time, you know, a youngster, in them days, I had teeth in my mouth and so on. So we used to be watching them and seeing what they're doing and chat with them. And there was a time with them, before me, there was a song about the Americans when they came to Trinidad. Rum and Coca-Cola.
Rum
and
Coca-Cola.
Popular song at that time.
Right.
And it was a kind of story like that. When the Americans was in Trinidad, they used to have the young girl feeling glad to go up to the USA and everybody come out to play. Drink the rum and Coca-Cola. That was a similar one. And then I made mine, Gina and Diana, talking about lovely ladies in the city doing all sorts of nice different things. And when they're walking, have your head bobbing like this way? You know how the thing goes.
Yes. You know, I'm just doing that for my foreign listeners who don't know anything about the wordings of these songs. You know, they hear the song, they love the song, but they don't understand what the whole thing is all about.
Christine and Dinah, Rosita and Clementina, round the corner posing. Bet your life is something they're selling. And if you catch them broken, you can't get them all for nothing. Do me the wrong.
Yeah.
Yankees gone. Sparrow take over. You know, the body on the scene. And if you see me, Gina.
Yeah, I hear you, Sparrow. You have the ladies dancing, you know. The ladies
I'm dancing. Yeah. I want to dance. I want to dance for them.
Yeah, but they're dancing. They're enjoying themselves.
Come on, ladies.
You see what I tell you?
Yeah.
Sing to them, Sparrow. All right. I like that. I love that. If you ladies have a question you'd like to ask the Sparrow, feel free, you know, just put up your hands and Drew will let you in. You know, there goes Jewel Jones. She would like to ask you a question there. Go right ahead, Jewel. Drew?
Unmute. Okay, you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. How are you doing? You look nice, though.
Oh, thank you.
used to look sexy and all them kind of thing, you know what I'm saying?
You see what I'm talking about?
Yo.
Come on, girl. Let me sing something for you.
Yeah. I come in. Listen, the last time I saw you at the concert, you came to Montreal to do your last tour. And I took some pictures with you backstage. Yeah, I have you hugging up a hole in your head and thing, you know. And I wish you all the best, you know.
Well, thank
and
you,
keep
thank
on
you.
Doing what you're doing. You look healthy, you
thank
know.
You
look
you.
Nice. You're still good looking and all that, you know. So you hang in there.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Stretch your head.
Okay.
I'm looking, I'm listening, I'm learning, and Sparrow, trust me. Nobody says that to me, because I ain't good looking, and I can't sing like the Sparrow, so
yes,
I got to
yes.
take what I can.
I will tell you that tomorrow, Stretch.
All
tomorrow,
right.
But...
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, no time for you today, Stretch.
No.
Sparrow is in charge.
Okay.
Nice, thank you.
You're
I remember
welcome.
That.
Okay.
Hello, my Grenadian posse. How
hey.
Are you doing?
What's good, Gemma?
Yes, how you doing?
Never me again, Gemma. To take you any place. Your behavior in Arima was a shocking disgrace.
Yo.
I mean to say, you spoiled the people fat. You rain and fall in everybody soaking wet. You know how Gemma feel? Tell
She's
me why you wet down the Ferris wheel.
I never heard that one before.
You never hear that one?
No.
Yeah. You don't know that one?
Sing our next chorus.
That mommy. One was written about me because when I laugh, I could really do that.
Oh, Lord.
It's so good to see you.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
We need to have you back here in Montreal.
Oh, yeah, we no miss problem. Him. We miss him. We miss him. As Gemma said, I want to ask you a question there, Sparrow. Will you be touring, doing a little mini tour later on in the year or what? When this thing died down? Because we want to see you back here.
I would like to. Why not? As a matter of fact, you know, there's a guy who reached out to me not too long ago. What's his name? I have it written down someplace.
Anyway. From Montreal? Is the guy from Montreal?
He's from Montreal.
Oh, okay.
Roy Singh or something like that?
No, I don't know. You'd have to deal with Gemma and them.
Me? I never heard of that name.
No. But anyway.
Maybe Toronto.
Could be Toronto.
No, no.
We have Miss Dylan Moore. Pat, do you want to ask a gentleman a question?
Hello, Sparrow, darling. How are you, baby?
How are you, my darling? What you doing?
I trying to behave in the pandemic, man.
All right.
I understand what you mean about the breaks, especially us who we were up and down all about the place. You understand?
Uh-huh.
But...
Was that?
No, what happened to her there, Drew?
We lost her.
Pat.
No, her microphone is gone.
The microphone is gone.
She got to put on the microphone. She has to turn on her microphone because she's talking, but we can't hear her.
Let me see.
Her microphone is on.
Her mic is on?
Yeah.
Then why are we not hearing her?
Maybe she wants Sparrow to read her lips.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear. She has a problem with the iPad.
I remember that one.
Oh.
Go ahead,
I think there's somebody from Trinidad there trying to get your attention. Galaxy 12.
Hello.
There we go. Oh, there you
okay.
are.
Okay. That is bad.
Okay. I have too much, and it's a technology question too, darling. How are you?
Everything okay here.
Given we now have all these technologies, and as you mentioned before, the pandemic really put a brakes on hot foot people like me, you, Stretch, Gemma, and Joelle. It's no accident that it's us hot foot people.
All right.
Oh, look at next hot foot right there. Look at next hot foot.
Right there. That's good. Right.
Henry,
how would the technology like WhatsApp and Zoom and Facebook help you?
Give me that again.
I don't know what's going on here.
What? No, one second.
Can you
one
hear
second.
Me?
Hold on. We're going to get you on. We're going to get you on surprise. Hold on.
Somebody's so eager
to get on here.
Yeah, Stretch, if anyone that's on the live, if you're listening to another device, you got to turn it off while you come on the live. Otherwise, you'll get that feedback like when you call into the radio.
That's right.
I think it's Henry that has on his.
Yeah, Henry, you got to turn off your other device when you come live.
He's on mute.
Yeah, he's on mute now.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, he was listening to his other device while he was on. So we'll go back to the regular stuff. Go ahead, Pat.
Okay, so what happened? I don't know what I have. I don't know if you heard me, Sparrow.
Yeah. What was it?
How does the technology like WhatsApp and Zoom and Facebook, how would it have helped you 30 years ago when your foot was really hot and pandemic couldn't stop you?
Well, yeah, I'd be caught in the act. I would have been caught in the act. with the goods in my hand, as the case may be, you know, if it's in the, whatever, with the goods.
So then, the song that is the song where you said was you were just fixing she dress on the beach and all of that, we wouldn't have that song because we would have had, you know, maybe you would have made Shaggy's It Wasn't Me Then.
What song are you talking about?
No, the I'm reason, talking...
The reason my hand was in she bosom. Yes. I was feeling to see if she had a gun. Yes. I think her nothing by she dress. That's why I was speaking by she dress. That's all. That is all. That is all.
So we would have had a video then and we would have, you would have been caught really in the act.
Yeah, I suppose you had to be guilty at some point, sometime.
But do you think these technologies would have helped you like how it's helping today's artists?
No. It'll be evidence against you.
Evidence against you. That means, you know what I mean? All right, Henry, we're going to put you on. We're going to put you on. Patience, my friend.
All right.
We have a whole 45 more minutes to go.
All right.
Turn off whatever you're listening to there, Henry.
Well, I'm not listening to anything.
Well, maybe let me see something. Maybe, you know.
It's for any reason.
Everything is turned off, my friend.
Okay, let me see.
No.
That's good.
Is that the village ram I'm seeing there?
Oh, my goodness.
I ain't touching that.
What about the ram I'm seeing there with two strings?
What about the village lamb?
Well, Buddy, how you doing?
I'm there holding on.
Well, you don't look like you're holding on. You're hanging. you're good.
Hanging there with both hands.
Well, stay tight.
holding on with both hands. Can't let go.
I can see that. I can see like you're ready to come back and do a nice show in the church for Gemma. Yeah,
that should be good.
I'd like you to come and put on another show for Gemma in the church.
All right.
Wow.
So how are you doing, buddy boy? How are you doing?
All right. Just get a good band, or if you want me to bring some of my musicians and, you know,
well,
team up with whatever band you have there.
Well, whatever you... Well, listen, I'm working now with Manu Maslin Band.
Uh-huh.
The son, Boot.
Uh-huh.
And they're doing pretty good. Very, very, very good.
Are you in good company?
Yes. So I see you're in the midst of everybody having a wonderful show. I am hoping that when I come back to Canada, we can work with Stretch. I talked to him about that because I have a group of CDs that you gave me, I forget what you call them, the Millennium CDs, that I'm pretty sure that there are songs that I will play there that people don't know.
Top secret.
Eh?
Top secret.
with them too, you know, there's a lot of secrets that is top there.
Listen, there's songs that I know that we will play when we get together, Stretch, and bring him back, that people would not know that is Sparrow doing those songs. He did some ballads that you hear those ballads today, you say, I didn't know Sparrow did that.
I don't think them people, you know.
Hucklebuckle, you know, Black and White. Man, some real good ballads that he had.
At one time he
sang a song and everybody said that he took, like he stole somebody's song. Who was that, Sparrow? Mm-hmm. When you sing the, I think it was Book Benton?
Yeah.
Yeah. You couldn't believe Sparrow doing that.
Oh, in 1968, yeah? I heard the sparrow sing. And I mean, he sang. He sang out of this world. And my band leader at the time, a guy named Ira Bramfield, he said, I thought this guy was a calypsonian. You know, because we used to get Calypso 5 minutes to eight every morning, sponsored by JHG Map Limited, the Ovaltine people. So that's all our Calypso we get. Apart from that, whenever we play anywhere with Byron Lee, we would get the Calypso. But this guy didn't sound like a calypsonian. He did a song that I love to sing to, Walk Away.
Oh, my God.
Sparrow.
Sparrow and the Dragon.
Sparrow meets the Dragon. If I find the instrumental, would you sing a verse and Walk Away for me?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to look for it. I have it somewhere here on this computer. In the meanwhile, go ahead and entertain your visitors.
But, buddy, there's so much of your music that is still on the shelf and people not getting it.
But they don't know.
Or they're not hearing it.
Yeah.
And we have to find a way to start playing all these music that you have put away.
Henry, you have to blame
the Millennium series.
You have to blame Stretch for that.
Well, no. I told them when I come back, I'm going to bring the entire briefcase I have with all the Millennium music in it. And we are going to start playing as much
this
as
is what's happening. You see, I would make the song and I record the song and you will take the song and promote it with Stretch and he's supposed to play the song.
But I haven't been getting any songs from the Mighty Sparrow and
you
I would love. Yeah.
Well, Henry just told you that he has a whole lot of songs that he's going to bring to you.
Because he gets excited with the songs in his briefcase. And next thing going to tell
buddy, me. The buddy, when he did those Millennium CDs, mm-hmm. he made sure and he gave me a series, a complete set. Nobody don't get that. That locked away.
You see,
I'm the only person going there and interfere with them.
Oh, that's what you do. You go and interfere with them. You don't let us hear them. Mm-hmm.
Well, I would let you hear them with me on the scene and not letting them out my sight.
But how are they going to get out there then if you don't let them out?
I will come with you, Stretch.
But suppose somebody here and want to buy.
I will share it with you and you'll be able to play them.
Well, you know, I'm bigger than you. I will hold you and take your briefcase and bring it home and play what I want to play. You wanted to ask, you wanted a question, Pat? Go right ahead.
I was going to actually ask because I remember, and if Gemma remembers, when you came for your birthday, I think we celebrated your 50th anniversary. I was a little bit around your birthday time. I remember it was this time of year. Both you and Stretch sang Walk Away. It's on video, and Gemma know that I'm going to put on my nightgown wrong side and comfort. Would you both sing Walk Away now? Since the Gemma and she husband don't want to give me the video. Could I relive that moment now, today, with you and Stretch?
Sure, if you pay for it.
I'll pay. I'll pay. Sparrow, you know I'll pay, right?
Yeah. I trust you.
Hold on. I'm trying to find it here on the computer. You know, I had it. I took it out. I say I'm going to ask Sparrow to see if that touch of voice is still there.
That's one thing that fella is not losing. He loses money, but not the voice.
No, boy. Sparrow has a beautiful voice.
That voice is there for good.
Oh, my Lord. I had a song taken out here. I can't answer the phone, folks. If you're calling me or texting me, I just can't answer right now. Where did I put it? Oh, this is not fair. Go ahead and talk, you know. Don't bother me. Talk to the Sparrow.
Where's the book, Sparrow? You promised us a book. Where's the book, Sparrow? You promised us a book.
The book of poem?
No, your life. You had said you weren't ready to write it now. But I know that during the quiet time of the pandemic, when everybody, the breaks stopped, now is the time that book should come out. I mean to say, Alex Trebek did a little bit of work and we love him. His book is out. Where is your book? I want to read your hand. I want to experience you in the literary form. And you would include some of the lyrics from the songs that you have written. Where is the book, Birdie?
Don't interfere. Don't interfere. Leave him alone. Get out of here.
Oh, God.
Henry, how are you reaching my and Sparrow business? Go run for me, please.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Sparrow, darling, you were going to answer.
How would I say it? How would I say it in Trinidad?
I said Jamaican.
Mary said, she said, do it that way, do it that way. That means you pass.
The contrast, we're in our business, sir. Where's the book? Where's the book?
Well,
not ready yet. Not ready yet. As soon as it's ready, I'll get it. And
maybe there's Pat so can be things. The ghostwriter.
Yeah.
There's so many things.
You can spend some time with Sparrow and he could dictate to you and you can write it for him, Pat.
For them all them other women to chop off my head. Why you don't just murder me yourself, Gemma?
My God.
Listen,
it might have a grandchild or a son looking to kill me. Or look, Henry himself look like he wants to chop off me.
Listen, I remembered when Sparrow got his doctorate, they asked Chogdus, what do you think about Sparrow and his doctorate? Chogdus said, I study for mines, but they give him his. So they asked Sparrow, what do you have to say with that response by Chogdus? He said, well, 12 chalk dust, they study me. They give me minds. They have to study me. They give me minds. You have to study for yours.
Yes, folks.
Goody.
You want
to ready yet? Uh-huh. I now begin to fret. Having a good time. Don't break up the line. Go away, go away. I intend to stay. Beach ball. I ain't going there at all.
Hey, Sparrow, here's the instrumental. I found it. Touch a little piece of it. Let me hear. I need some volume on this thing, though.
Was I silent night?
You're not hearing it, Sparrow?
Nothing. Nothing.
I don't know what's happening here, then. You know what? Everything is up. PC, Zoom.
I hear it. A little bit. And some strings.
All right, go and talk. I will figure out what I hear in Henry loud.
All right, yeah. Very well.
But I don't know why I'm not hearing Sparrow.
Henry got a big.
Now I hear you, but you're not hearing the music, aren't you? Sorry.
I think we're hearing it now.
Hold on, Sparrow. Let me take it back from the top.
You throw your life away, is that?
Yes. life,
life that I
could share for just one day.
Just today, we should have met
some years ago.
For your sake, I say,
yes,
walk away. Just go, walk away
and live
a life that's filled with no regret. Don't look back at me.
Oh yeah.
Just try to forget.
Why
we should have met. Cannot come through.
So be strong. Walk away. It's a bit hard for him to be doing that with the music sort of delayed, but sounding good.
If I heard your voice, I'd beg you to stay.
Don't say
a word. Just run right away.
Goodbye, my love.
Goodbye, my love.
My tears.
Now that you're gone,
I can't help but cry. Mighty Sparrow, why you still sound sweet? I know you're not hearing it good there and it's not easy to do it, but beautiful. Beautiful. Speaking of singing, what is your favorite calypso to sing?
Saltfish.
You see, Henry, you're a troublemaker. Saltfish.
Yes.
What is it?
And I have the two packs to put in his hand, as you say. Give him two pack of salt fish in both hands. And I have the sign written already. The greatest lover.
Is that you, Sparrow?
That's what he said.
My promoter.
Salt fish. Nothing better than... Sing with me, now, man. But why, Sparrow, you lost your voice all of a sudden.
I didn't know me. I thought it was Henry who wants to sing.
I just let him know.
Yeah, he just let me know that Saltfish is your favorite.
I have the package on the note that you gave me to put on your tombstone. I have it written just as you gave me.
Saltfish.
Yes.
Nothing in the world sweeter than saltfish. English God or the sweet Barbadian saltfish. It's sweeter than meat.
My God.
When you want to eat, tell them, Henry.
All saltfish sweet.
We never know Henry, a backup singer.
Yeah.
What?
Some like it hot. Some like it cold. No matter what, I'm taking young or old. When it's served with wine, man does chew it pine. Put no pepper, the bone in the center, that be sweet like sugar.
Saltfish.
Mm-hmm. Big money does run behind it. Saltfish. Man has pulled out gun to find it.
What? All of that.
It's sweeter than meat. Mm-hmm. When you out to eat, sing the chorus.
All saltfish sweet.
But Stretch.
Yes, sir.
You know, the more you talk to the bird, the more of the great times we had together. You know the song, One is Murder? Remember that song?
10 to 1 is Murder?
Yes.
Yes.
Join the meeting.
That's a true song, you know. Ask him.
Come
Sparrow
again.
Tell them about the ten.
Tell me about that song, 10 to 1 is murder. What's the story behind that?
You don't know that?
I know, yeah. But for my listeners, you know, explain that one.
Well, they're playing bad.
Yeah.
They have me feeling sad. They're playing beast. Why they run for police? 10 criminal attack me. Saturday Mirama. 10 to 1, I have to have a chorus group to sing, you know. This is not a song I will sing by myself, too. Well, they're playing bad. They have me feeling sad. Well, they're playing beast. Why they run for police? 10 criminal attack me outside the Mirama.
10 to 1 is murder.
10 to 1 is murder. That's what it is. That's the chorus.
10
to
1
is murder.
Eh? Where did Sparrow went? We're not seeing you, Sparrow.
Listen.
Yes,
stretch. What? Listen. Sparrow was the village ram, you know. Some fellas attacked
but
him.
You know, Henry, I understand something. Let me just ask you a question. How do you know what Sparrow was the village ram in, like, saltfish better than anything else? How you know all these things? And you was just innocently standing in the background.
I was one of his top promoters.
Oh, okay. All right.
I was one of his top promoters. It's very few of us alive now. I think I'm the only one alive.
Yeah? But you like saltfish?
What Sparrow tell you?
I'm not talking to Sparrow right now. Sparrow just in his mind. Do you like saltfish? Do you like saltfish, Henry Antoine?
Buddy?
It's a delicacy. It's a delicacy.
Where the birdie gone?
Well, listen.
I can't see you.
Birdie introduced me to it. He tell me it's good. And I say, yes, I take his word.
There's a young girl who just put out this song. I'm going to play it. Drew, turn up my music. Let me just play this song for the people. Wait there.
I'm the picture.
Yeah. Whoa. Whoa. When Sparrow did sing about the white meat and ting, man them start to fret like he never eat a dark meat yet. But if ever you lack.
There you are, Sparrow. Listen to the words of this song a little bit. I just play in a verse here. Listen to this young lady. I think it's Super Blue Daughter. Not sure.
Hey, yeah. Harry Teller. Yeah. Whoa. When Sparrow did sing about the white meat and ting, man them start to fret like he never eat a dark meat yet. But if ever you lack the understanding of once you go black, in the pages of history will document Harry's testimony. You know why? The prince gave up his money. The prince gave up his throne. The prince gave up his power. Why? Just for that meat alone. He found a legal sour. The queen, she might sing she soul. But he mother go proud when he singing out loud. Dark meat to the world. Harry tell him. Once you go black.
Do you know that song? Do you know that song, Sparrow?
Yes, I heard it already.
Ah, yes. I complimenting you anyhow. What was the story? I'm not going to ask you that question. But, Henry, if you have another question that you want to ask the birdie or any of you ladies.
What she's singing about is what Sparrow told them about.
Yeah, he had written that years
all
ago.
All these things are things that he has already done. And people just recreating it. But Sparrow is a very knowledgeable person. as far as these things are concerned. Anything you want to find out in the line of that, go to talk to him.
Yes. Wow. Well, I got to play some commercials here. Oh. Time is against me. Hold on there, family. All right? Oh. Hold on a minute.
That's all I know.
The Caribbean News is sponsored by TNT Palace, 6343 Victoria. Doubles, macaroni pie, fresh roti made every hour. All your traditional Trinidadian flavors. Open 6 days a week till 8 p.m., closed on Mondays. Call 514-587-8423, TNT Palace, 6343 Victoria.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Let's show our love for our brothers and sisters in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and give generously to legitimate efforts to help. Vincentians Ulette McNichol and Donnet Jackson have come together to organize relief barrels for those affected by the volcanic eruptions. We're appealing to the community for donations of non-perishable food items to be sent off by the end of April. If you are moved to help, please call 438-830-2092 or 514-318-8763.
Once again, if you're just joining us, we have 10 more minutes to go. We are speaking to the birdie, Calypsonian Supreme from out of Trinidad and Tobago. And he's here with us with a group of friends, more or less, and questioning him, trying to get out his little secrets about his saltfish and his this and his that. But I will turn it over to the people who want to know some more that questions. Anybody have a question for the birdie?
Well, I don't have a question. But for the people who may not know, the mighty sparrow has lift Calypso and take it to another level. Because in the early days when the Calypso competition, they give you a brass crown, the Calypso, the Queen show getting motor car and all kind of thing. So Sparrow decided to sing. He said he ain't going in for that no more. And he put up a very big fight. He saw the king get his basket on his head and the queen getting motor car and singer machine. And he sang a calypso. He said, if you don't get paid, you're not singing for nobody. And they started to raise the money in terms of the prizes. We also had a fellow by the name of the Mighty Duke. He's dead now. He, when Sparrow decided he wasn't going, Duke get fresh, and he won quite a few. He said the only way he's going back to sing is this Sparrow coming. When Sparrow decided to take part, Duke back away.
Well, that's how it go. But you had a question, Pat?
With all the music that's coming out these days, what music are you listening to? And the second question is Calypso living up to its potential?
Difficult to say because of who the artists are. They want to sing something else. What the older heads have left, they've strayed away from that. And I suppose they look at it as an advancement.
Mm.
So, you know, we have to see how long it lasts and what if they have to do a reversal and go back to the roots.
But do they have Calypso still emerging out of Trinidad? Because I haven't heard anything. All I'm hearing is soca. Is there any Calypsonian?
That's exactly what I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. That's what they want. That's what they're doing. And we just have to hope that things get better a little bit later on. Or send for me.
Right now?
But you know, whenever you go to a function, the music that they're playing today, as soon as they swing back, Sparrow or Kitchener, you find a different vibe in the place. Old school, they call it. And that will never die.
No, we all know that. The foundation of good music never dies. And this is why we would like to see the Sparrow, and we would like to get those CDs that you have in the suitcase or whatever case to play on air.
Stretch, I have at least a dozen of Sparrow's albums from year to year that isn't open yet. But every year I go home, he gives me at least six of his new albums, and that is to use on the radio station and to promote them.
And where are they?
Few of them that isn't open. The double album. The first person to make a double album with the Mighty Sparrow. Remember that, buddy?
Yeah.
Ask him again there. He didn't hear that part there, Sparrow. Ask him again. Ask did again.
Did Stretch get one?
Stretch, you will get one.
I'm not even opening my mouth, you know, Sparrow.
Because
the Stretch not get, I know I definitely ain't getting.
But we had to make, you know, we had to write that wrong.
All right.
My mouth push up. Sparrow, my mouth push up.
Well, I have, on the Zoom, I have 4 more minutes to go. So, Sparrow, any last famous words you want to add? Because I have a ton of questions, and I didn't get in one because of the historians we have here. But don't worry. Next time I come in, it's only me and you alone on this thing.
Okay. Sound like a deal.
Yes. You want to ask him something, Joel?
One something I want to say. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I just wanted to make a statement to let them know why you don't deal with the saltfish again. Because you see, saltfish give you high blood pressure, tell them.
Oh, sure.
So that is why a lot of the guys these days don't like the saltfish, because they're afraid of the high blood pressure. That's all I have to say, and I wish you well.
All right. Gemma, any famous last words?
Gemma,
we're disturbing you. Turn on your mic.
You can't hear nothing. She can't hear.
The host has to unmute me. I cannot unmute myself.
Okay, we're hearing you now.
Yeah, he just unmuted me. Okay, so what I want to say is that from the time I was a little girl, I loved the Sparrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when I came to Canada as a 13-year-old little girl, I brought his picture and I told everybody in my class that this was my brother. And then we got close, thanks to Henry and Twine. We became good friends, and now he is my brother. So I just want to wish him all the best and to tell him that how much I love him, and I will always love him. My husband is sitting here. He doesn't mind. But what I want to say is congratulations on all that you have done. Mm-hmm. You've made the Caribbean community and the Grenadian community especially very, very proud. And we love you very much. And I hope that once this COVID is over, we can bring you back here.
Good.
To Montreal.
Sounds like a deal.
Yeah. Bernard, put a stop to that whole heap of loving with your wife at throat, yes?
Well, buddy, I would like to let Gemma and Stretch know that I am proposing to have a dinner with the Mighty Sparrow, an evening with the Mighty Sparrow. I mean, properly well done. And we can have someone to interview him. We have a couple of speakers who can speak about him and do it properly. And this is one of the commitments that I am going to put on the table.
All right.
Evening with the Mighty Sparrow.
We will further advertise that as soon as we get the case.
Yes.
The case. Pat, any famous last words?
Sweetheart Sparrow, darling, you don't know I love you from long time, right? But we don't want nobody in my business. Don't worry, me and Stretch could call you about that book because you didn't read a book. And I know you don't want me to push up my mouth.
I promise you a book? No, you didn't hear good. I didn't promise you a book. I promise you a book.
I'm going to take the book if I still want my book. I'm taking the book as is you giving it and taking it.
All right.
Oh, God. A week. Sparrow, this was fun.
My God, Lord.
I can't take you any place with me, boy. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you very much. Any famous last words you want to say to the listeners who didn't want to show their faces? Anybody and those who will take the booth and the book after? Any last words you have there, Sparrow?
No, I think we have done as much as we could do today.
All right, my brother. And I just want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, it's always a pleasure talking with you. And I've learned a lot just hanging around with you and Henry Antoine, all about saltfish. The lessons were extremely good. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Looking forward to this thing to finish. And then we're going to make sure you're here for the end of the millennium, we hope, all right? The mighty Sparrow, to those of you who just joined us, and I congratulate him. Here we go. Have a blessed, good afternoon the rest of you. The Congo Man.
Africa. Find themselves in the hands of a cannibal headhunter. He cook up one and he eat one raw. They taste so good, he wanted more.
More.
Ah, me want more. I envy the Congo man. I wish I could go and shake his hand. Eat until his stomach upset, and I
never eat a white meat yet.
Look at the liars.
Peeping through the bushes to see what's taking place.
Taking place.
There I saw the Congo going to take. He opened my eye, he start to grin, rubbing his belly, he mumbling. I envy the Congo man. He better than me.
I want to thank Drew. You just see he pulled up his good-looking face. That's the guy who controls the business here. Thank you all for the Soca Massive for giving up your time. I certainly appreciate that. The mighty Sparrow, Calypso King of the World. Never eat a white meat yet.
He tied them up and he put them to lay down on the ground. Light up the fire and he started dancing. Round and round.
This is what Marshall Martin Montano has done with this song.
When last you hear about the Congo man, when last you jump to a Congo drum.
Brand new by Marshall Montano. Tribute to the man himself, Congo Man. International Man Turner paying tribute to the man, the mighty Sparrow. Yes, sir.
Congo man, when last you jump to a Congo drum, well the Congo man coming back and he come to tail on the tongue. Ready, where the Congo man is coming. Dongo, 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 dongo,
dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo, dongo. They found themselves deep in the heart of the Baluba, in the Congo,
in the hands of my little brother. That's Marshall Montano paying tribute. Is Sparrow still sitting there? Let me hear. Can we open your mic, Sparrow? Let me just ask you a quick question. We have 7 minutes to go before 6 o'clock. You hearing me?
Yeah, I just made the request to unmute the mic.
Unmute your mic there, Sparrow. And let's hear what's up. I just wanted to ask you your opinion on this music. I kind of like what Marshall is doing, trying to get his younger ones, his age group, then into this kind of music. Until you got him? Sparrow?
Yes.
Yes. Did you hear the Congo man?
Yes, I hear the Congo man.
What's your opinion on that?
Good.
Good. I think so, too.
I thought it was good.
I really think so. I thought he did a wonderful job. And this is what we need to keep great music alive. And I compliment Marshall Montana. We're going to end this half an hour with this song. This is a dragon, and of course, the Sparrow, my way.
And now, the end is near, and so I fade. The final curtain, my friend. Now let me say this clear, I'm gonna state my case, of which I am certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled each and every highway. say I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again,
too few to mention.
I did what I thought I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway. Much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew when I bit off more than I can chew. I had my fill, I even had my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all
so amusing
to think I did all that. And not in a shy way, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man, tell me, what has he got if not himself?
I didn't know that a sparrow could sing like that. One of the better versions of My Way, done up by the mighty Sparrow, still standing tall in the hearts of lovers and others. Sparrow, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you miss doing these songs sometime?
Yes. Definitely.
Man, that was a beautiful rendition, man. Can you remember what year you did this?
Wow.
No, it's not that important. I'm just curious. Because your voice still sounds exactly like that recording, you know. Still sounds good. Still sounds good.
Thank you very much,
my friend. And we'll do this again. I promise you. And for sure, we'll do this again. You know, coming up, people are sitting home right now just being bored. I'm glad they got to see your face, to see Sparrow and how you're looking and how you're sounding. You still have that boisterous laughter. Every time I hear you, I got to laugh. So I want to thank you. And there's Mary Figuera, one of our best donors to the show. She's saying to tell you thanks, and she has enjoyed listening to you. All right,
thank
Sparrow?
Thank you.
So take care, my brother. We're going to get into some reggae music, you know, before the people have killed me.
Right. But you know what you did.
I tell you. I certainly enjoyed it, and I'm sort of sad that we have to pull up and run around and do something else, but it was good. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to West Indian Rhythms on CKUT 90.3 FM with Howard Stretch Carr.
Living in a world without war. I know Mr. Nicholas Bex, you know, mowed long up, you know.
I see the cool waters flow. I feel the gentle breeze blow.
Right about now in the mix,
the dogs and the bees.
DJ Nicholas.
Living in a perfect peace. There's no war, there's no crime. Only peace of mind. Peace forever sees. Joy and happiness will meet now. You can call me a dreamer, but I will be a
thanks,
winner.
Drew.